Spike, the Accidental Adventurer.
Part 3, Truckin' with Nosy.
It might seem strange that even though I was trapped in the back of a truck with a whole herd of noisy, scared sheep and had no idea where I was being taken, it wasn't very long before I fell asleep. But then I had had a long day. I'd been so excited about going hunting that I'd jumped around all morning until us hunting dogs were finally loaded into the back of the truck. Then I had an all-out chase after a rabbit, followed by a long run tracking the sheep. I'd also almost barked myself hoarse when I realized I was being herded up into a truck with all the sheep. So when the truck started moving, I figured I might as well stop barking because no one was going to hear me. Then I realized I was all tuckered out, so I curled up on the floor of the trailer and fell asleep. I have no idea how long I slept, but I woke up with a start when someone stepped on me. I howled. All the sheep around me jumped, which removed the offending hoof from my tail. My tail still hurt a little bit, and I felt stiff, like I'd been jostled around as I slept. So I reached my front paws out as far as I could to get a good stretch. I suppose I did nudge a few of the sheep, just a bit, and some of them near me started complaining.
No shoving!
What are you doing in here anyway? One of the sheep asked me. Don't they have enough sheep dogs down at the green summer pastures?
I'm not a sheepdog. I'm a hunting dog.
I corrected him.
But what are the green summer pastures?
That's where we're going. My mother told me that in the summer, it gets very hot at our ranch and all the grass dries up. So we have to go where there's a lot of rain during the summer so there's enough grass for us all. She always stays home, but she told me it's very beautiful where we're going and that the people there like sheep a lot. They even walk alongside us, sheep, watching out for us themselves instead of just herding us with dogs or from horseback. I'm Nosy, by the way.
I've been called a lot of things. Hyperactive, rowdy, even a scaredy cat by some stupid dogs who don't know anything. But I've never been called Nosy before.
I wasn't saying I am Nosy. That's my name. My mother named me Nosy. Although, honestly, it's because I am Nosy. I've always wanted to know about stuff ever since I was little, and because I find out about things by nosing around, she called me Nosy. I laughed.
So I guess that explains why you wanted to know about me. By the way, my name's Spike.
As we were talking, the truck slowed down and finally came to a stop. Nosy and I pushed our way over to the side of the trailer so we could see out the holes down to the ground. There were lots of other trucks all around us. For a long time, we would sit still, move forward very slowly, and then stop again. The sheep started getting restless and began to complain.
It's so hot! It was so much nicer when we were moving and had that breeze coming in. Bang!
Here, I have to say that I know I heard some of them complaining when we were moving that it was too windy, that they were going to catch a cold, that they were tired of rocking around so much. If I learned one thing about sheep, it was that they can always find something to complain about. Oh, and the fact that they might be small, but their hooves are sharp. Finally, the truck stopped altogether. We heard the doors of the driver's cabin open and close. I heard people talking outside, but I couldn't figure out what they were saying. All my life I've been able to understand the people at the ranch, but now I couldn't understand a word they said. I pushed closer to the holes in the side. I recognized the lady I had seen when we'd been loaded up. She was talking with several men, and they were walking along the side of the trailer towards where I was. I started barking as loudly as I could. They looked up at the trailer. For a minute, they just listened. Then they all started talking very fast. I still couldn't understand them, even though they were right below me, until the lady called to someone up by the truck's cab.
Honey, you better get back here. It sounds like we've got a dog in with the sheep.
I didn't want to leave Nosy, my first sheep friend ever, but I didn't have much choice because pretty soon the lady opened up a door in the trailer and called me over to it. Where are they taking you? Called Nosy as I pushed my way through the sheep.
I don't know, but I'm sure they'll get me back home.
Bye, Spike! I heard him say over the bleating of the other sheep, as the big man lifted me out of the trailer. The lady tied a rope around my neck before the man put me down. I didn't care about the rope because I was so happy to be outside again. As I ran around sniffing everything I could reach, I heard the lady say to the man, "I guess we'll just have to take him with us across the border into Mexico. Why don't you get him up in the cab, and I'll call the sheep ranch before we're out of cell phone range, and let them know we've got one of their dogs by accident." Now that I could understand what she was saying, I showed him how helpful I can be by jumping up into the cab. "Did you see that, honey?" she said. "He jumped all the way up by himself." As she climbed in after me, she said, "You can't sit in the front seat, though." Obediently, I moved behind the seats, and when they were both settled in, we drove away.
Spike, the Accidental Adventurer.
In Part 3, Truckin' with Nosy.